Number one, this is a podcast for small to medium businesses. We're going to talk marketing, hiring, leadership, human resources, taxes, operations, everything you need to run your business better. Number two, the experts you hear on this show are going to give you easy to understand tips that you can put in place quickly. Number three, every day you gotta laugh. Life is too short to take it seriously all the time. This is 3 for 3. Let's go. Today's guest is Matt McLaren. Matt is the director of Tourism Ohio, which is the organization responsible for growing tourism in the state and visibility of Ohio as a destination. Matt directs a team that consists of specialists in public relations, social media, marketing, and communications, and I've had the pleasure to work side-by-side with several members of his team over the years. Matt came to Tourism Ohio in 2018 and was previously the Senior Vice President of Membership for the American Hotel and Lodging Association, during which he helped grow membership to more than 25,000 lodging properties. Today, Matt is joining us on 3 for 3 to talk about tourism and hospitality industry and what attractions can do to improve their visibility for potential visitors. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Hey, Kurt. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, my pleasure. So before we get started, Matt, here, I see that you're a graduate of Capital University Law School as well as The Ohio State University. Of course, everyone knows about the rivalry between Ohio State and Michigan on the sports fields, but do the tourism offices between Ohio and Michigan have any rivalries or traditions?
Yeah, well, I'm very proud to say that we're making Michigan take notice of our Ohio Find It Here campaign right now. Our Ohio Find It Here commercials are playing in the state of Michigan, just like their Pure Michigan commercials play here in Ohio.
Well, that's great. Good to know that they're getting the word about our great state as well.
That's right. And that rivalry is alive and well in me. I'm a big fan of the Ohio State Buckeyes as well as being a graduate from there.
Hey, very good. I'm sure you've got a lot of fans out there listening to this. So today we want to talk about what businesses, particularly those that are that work within the tourism sector, that are dependent upon getting visitors each season, and how they can increase their visibility and create that long-term success year over year, whenever the in-season is for them, that they're making sure that they can be found and that they're standing apart from their competitors out there. So, Matt, if you would, let's jump into it. Could you give us tip number one?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. And we start off by saying how great it is for tourism season to be here in the state of Ohio. You know, we get visitors year-round, but really when that spring-summer season, that weather gets nice, school's about ready to be out, that's when it's a great time for everyone to plan their Ohio trips. And businesses, I know right now, are looking at ways to cash in. First tip to help those businesses get more visitors, well, we offer a lot of free opportunities with Ohio Find It Here on our ohio.org website. We are a state organization, and the best way to participate with us, let us know what you're working on. Let us know what you're doing. And you can do that through hashtag Ohio Find It Here. Whether it's posting on Instagram or on Facebook, putting up your pictures of what's going on at your business, your property, putting up your reasons why tourists should be visiting. Well, there's stuff that we see and then can help rebroadcast as well.
Okay, so first tip is making sure that you are talking to the team there at Ohio Find It Here. And, you know, Is it a multi-dimensional kind of promotion that you're doing? I know that there's ability to upload pictures and information on the website. Do you also engage on social media with individual entities?
We do, and let me start with the social media side for it. First of all, hope all your businesses are, and everyone that's listening is following us on Instagram, Ohio Find It Here, and on Facebook. By doing that, you can understand what we're looking for. Things like we always do a Foodie Friday. In fact, just featured Velvet Ice Cream, a great Ohio-made ice cream company, and their products here last Friday. When people or when your businesses see what we're featuring, and if they're a food-based business and are able to start tagging their photos with hashtag Ohio Find It Here, we'll learn more about them and maybe they can be featured our next Foodie Friday. We also do a lot of Instagram stories, so we'll go and we'll get behind-the-scenes information, what's going on, and be able to put that out there so visitors take notice of more businesses across the state. And then you mentioned ohio.org. We offer several ways to participate on the site. It's where we drive people through our commercials, our digital, our social. Ohio.org has 7.5 million unique page views per year, with most people going on it to view our listings. So listings of retail, restaurants, attractions, convention visitors, bureau packages, and lodging. And any of your listeners whose business fits into one of those areas, go to ohio.org, go to the bottom, the end of the, when people see them on our site, they get directed to their site to do the booking, to make the reservation, to do their trip to their business.
And Matt, let's clarify for the people out there listening to this that have never interacted with the tourism office or with the website before. Is this a participation that there's a cost to it? And for someone that does not have maybe necessarily a good wealth of pictures, how do you recommend someone begin in that engagement?
Yeah, Kurt, great question. Now, we are a state agency. Because of that, it is free to there are many opportunities that are free to engage with us, including it's free to post your Ohio-based tourism business information on ohio.org. As far as photos, I'm a huge believer that photos and video make a difference. And when visitors this day and age are trying to decide where they're going to go and what they're going to do, it's usually online, and it's usually by getting a photo or video sample of that place first. So I would highly encourage, if it's not done professionally, to at least do it through your iPhone, through your cell phone, take some good photos. We all are capable of doing them these days, and make sure those make it up on both our listing on ohio.org and your listing on your webpage.
That's a good point, Matt, that if you don't have a digital camera that takes great pictures, that the iPhone or the Android, I mean, if you've got a phone right now, and who doesn't have a mobile phone, if you've got that, you're going to be able to take some great pictures and videos. Don't feel like you have to be a professional at this. What I've found through some of our interactions is that something is almost always going to be better than nothing. So don't let that be a barrier for those listening out there that feel like they can't do it without a big cost for a professional photographer. Get some images, get some video out there, show what your location looks like, and let people get a sense for it before they actually come.
Kurt, that's absolutely right. And I'll even take it a step further and say some of the best photos I've seen have been captured by iPhones and other handheld devices. If you go to our Instagram page, you'll see this incredible photo of a lady who's on the ice shelves, these great big blocks of ice up on Lake Erie. That was our number one viewed Instagram photo in February. It looks extremely professional, and that was just someone submitting it. And then you take a look at some other stuff that's been done, pictures of the hotels in downtown Cleveland during Christmas time with the Christmas decorations, photos of people walking through parks. You can get some truly great images, and they're on display right now at our Instagram page, Ohio Find It Here.
Now, to make sure to check out, that sounds like a great shot. Give us that Instagram handle one more time.
Yeah, it's at ohio.findithere.
Got it. Okay. So tip number one, making sure to engage with the website and some of this different social media entities that Ohio Tourism has there. How about tip number two?
Partnership. Anyone that's known me, I'm a big supporter of partnership and businesses. It's a great way to punch above your weight with a marketing budget. Right now, one of the things we're doing, we're promoting trips and trails throughout the state of Ohio. And we have found these incredible trails that were put together by local partnerships, probably the most famous of which, to give you an idea what I'm talking about, the most famous of which is the Butler County Donut Trail. And these were 10 mom and pop donut shops. Someone figured out that Butler County had more mom-and-pop donut shops than any other place in the United States, all within 80 miles of each other. And they partnered with the Convention and Visitors Bureau, who put together a promotion that if you go to each of these mom-and-pop donut shops and purchase a donut, then you can get a free t-shirt. It took off. It's only been going for a handful of years, and they've already had 9,000 people complete this trail, not just start the trail. 9,000 people complete the Butler County Donut Trail. There's a huge amount of opportunities like that across the state of Ohio, where if you're a business, you can participate in one of the local trails. I know Columbus now has an Experience Columbus Coffee Trail. Anyone that was involved with the production of the Shawshank Redemption movie in Mansfield, there's opportunity to be part of the Shawshank Trail there. And these are ways that you can partner with your local Convention and Visitors Bureau and be part of something bigger marketing-wise than you may have otherwise been able to do on your own. And thousands, if not tens of thousands of people are getting into taking these trails and making a habit of going out to local businesses to cross that off of their trail list.
That's pretty cool. I love the idea of different businesses. You talk about donuts, and I'm sure when they may have started or when they look at who's around them, they think of their other donut shops as competitors, but you work together and everyone benefits from this. And that's it's great when you see that working to help everyone out.
That's exactly right. And I think that's the best way to look at it. Yeah, there's going to be friendly competition, but if there's ways to partner and be part of a package or a trail or an experience that's going to make visitors want to come to your area, well, a rising tide lifts all boats. And by working as a group, working as a partnership to get more visitors to come, it's just going to help everyone out.
So Matt, have you had a chance to try any of the donuts in Butler County?
I will during our Ohio Tourism Day on May 9th. The Butler County Donut Trail is one of our over 80 exhibitors there, and they're actually giving out donut holes. Happy to give that a try.
That sounds pretty good. And I'm gonna do a little self-promotion. As you know, we work a lot with Holmes County and Amish Country, and we're going to be kicking off something we're calling the Buggy Trail, which is geared around family-friendly destinations within Amish Country. And you're going to be hearing about that as well. So we'll have to make sure to get that in your queue as well for what's coming up.
Yeah, and you have a great Convention and Visitors Bureau director there, and Shasta Mass, and her ability to promote Amish Country. It's part of the reason it's become one of the top destinations across Ohio. And I can't wait. The Buggy Trail would fit perfect on our trails promotion that's launching next week, actually. I can't wait to add that one to our current list of about 36 trails that are on there.
Hey, fantastic. All right. So tip number two, look for partnerships and, especially creative partnerships. One of the things that you say, if you don't have organizations in your area that are exactly what you're doing or don't necessarily fit together as you might think naturally, find those creative ones that can be that can just break out of the mold and get people a day-long destination or a weekend kind of trip. So great. Well, let's round it out. Tip number three, what do you got, Matt?
Yeah, this is a little different than the other two. This is about marketing itself. Think experiential with your marketing. It's not just the product, but it's people enjoying the product. And that's something we've been very proud to put in place with how we market the state of Ohio through our Ohio Find It Here campaign.
So can you give us an example of that? One that you've seen that's worked, an experiential kind of twist that has really made it people grasp the different way of looking at it.
Yeah, I'd be happy to, Kurt. And I'll actually give a little background. I spent the last 3 years and a little over 3 years in Washington, D.C., grew up in Ohio, worked here for several years before having an opportunity in D.C., and just moved back in January. And one of the main reasons I came back was the people that are part of Ohio. And now as part of this job with working in the state tourism division, getting to interact with the friendly people across the state, people that are proud of the businesses, Ohio-made products, Ohio proud, it's really something that I've come to enjoy. And when you take a look at what makes the difference, oftentimes it is the people. So what do I mean by the ads that are experiential? Well, if you see an Ohio Find It Here ad, it won't just be the Marblehead Lighthouse up on Lake Erie. It'll be a family enjoying themselves in front of the Marblehead Lighthouse. It won't just be the vines that are at Gervasi Vineyard. It'll be a couple walking hand in hand through the vineyard, enjoying their time together. And my favorite, and I think you know this because I'm a dad of two young girls, 4 and 8 years old, who love to wear princess dresses. When you see our ad of the Circleville Pumpkin Festival, it won't just be the festival. It'll be a father with his daughter dressed in a princess dress, having this magical moment with pumpkins as big as she is. And that experience, that joy, that happiness, that excitement, well, we know that's what brings people to the state of Ohio, and that's why we feature it in our ads. And I'd encourage your businesses to think about including people and not just products and the ads that you feature too.
I think a natural progression of that is to also show how folks can understand maybe how something is made or the authenticity behind it. You had mentioned Ohio made products, and you talk about a festival like the Pumpkin Festival and realizing that that's all grown here. And I know a lot of different organizations and businesses have had success a behind the scenes kind of tour or something that really shows that this is being made here. This is authentic. There are human hands putting this together, not machines coming from out of the state or out of the country.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's a huge push from a visitor's perspective now to experience local, to experience fresh and what's made, the farm to table type of initiative, what's made right there in the area that they're visiting. So anytime that your business can talk about itself as Ohio Proud, as the products being grown near or at the location of where they're sold or made by Ohioans, it's something you absolutely should put in your marketing. And I think we're seeing that more and more. In fact, the Trails Initiative, when you take a look at the different breweries across the state, we're very fortunate to have two of the top breweries, top 50 in the United States right here in Ohio, Rheingeist in Cincinnati and Great Lakes up in Cleveland. They brand themselves as Ohio breweries. And that type of branding goes a long way. You take a look at Bob Evans' new commercials, they're talking about the Ohio way. It's because there's quality that comes with knowing that it's an Ohio-based company and the food that's grown here, the initiatives that are taken here. Just had the chance to be out at Velvet Ice Cream in Utica last week, actually. Velvet Ice Cream is very proud that their product is Ohio-made ice cream and it's shipped all across the United States. But certainly the Velvet store that they have, the Velvet production that they have, is also a Velvet tourism destination. You can go out there, have lunch, have your ice cream. You can tour the factory and see the ice cream being made. And there's plenty of places for kids to play and families to enjoy, picnic tables and everything else. And that right there, either the beginning of Amish country if you're heading north or towards the end of Amish country if you're heading south, Velvet Ice Cream is one of those Ohio proud companies that's done a great job marketing, getting more visitors because it's willing to say that it's Ohio proud.
I love the fact that Ohio companies are proud of it now. You and I grew up in this state, and I don't think that was the case back when we were young, but now you can go outside the state and people will say, oh yeah, I know Great Lakes Brewing. I love their Dortmunder. They're familiar with the brand because we've started to brand it that way, and it's just great to see that it's expanded that way, and more companies are really proud of that fact.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, and I grew up right there in Akron, Ohio, Akron Springfield. And we've seen that shift over the past several years. I like to think, Kurt, that we've been part of it with Ohio Find It Here and our positive images. But anytime someone's got that t-shirt on that says Ohio with the shape of Ohio as the heart, I love Ohio, or Ohio as the home, or Ohio Find It Here, or all the different ways that people are wearing it and being proud that this is their state. Tell you what, that makes me proud to be from the state too. And it makes me all that much more excited to be creating those positive image with Ohio Find It Here, driving more visitors. And right now, more than ever, are seeing our commercials, driving more visitors to come to Ohio.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, that takes us into a good segue. We're going to be launching this show on May 9th, which is Ohio Tourism Day. Matt, can you tell us just a little bit more about this day?
Yeah, we're excited about it. Governor Kasich has declared May 9th Ohio Tourism Day. It's near, right in the middle of National Travel and Tourism Week, and it's a great day for people to be planning their trip and their adventure at ohio.org. Us, the way we're celebrating it, you'll see over 80 exhibitors on the State House lawn, everything from the Columbus Zoo and Cincinnati Zoo with animals to the Superfund band that's part of the State Fair to all these different mascots. Jenny's Dream, Butler County doing donut holes, just truly fun experiences, adventures on the State House lawn talking about tourism. And even if you can't make it down, it's between 11 o'clock and 2 o'clock that day, even if people aren't able to make it down, it's still a celebration of Ohio tourism for that whole day and really the whole week being National Travel and Tourism Week. You can go to ohio.org and plan your adventure. And I'll tell you what, I'm not just asking people to plan their Ohio trip. I've already planned mine. With Ohio Tourism Day being right around the corner, our family's set to go up to Sandusky and enjoy Kalahari and hopefully put in bay here in June.
I've been to both. I'm sure you're going to have a great time there. And even if you're listening to the show after May 9th on Ohio Tourism Day, this is an ongoing. This is really the kickoff to tourism season for Ohio. So whenever you're listening to this, yeah, make sure to plan your trip and get those reservations in, because I know it will fill up on a lot of the more popular places.
I want to add two more things if I can, Kurt. One, I encourage all the businesses that are listening to participate with Tourism Ohio and Ohio Find It Here. We really do have more people than ever seeing our advertising. We expanded our commercials where it's not just Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Michigan anymore. This year, we're also all across Indiana with a focus in Indianapolis and in West Virginia and Kentucky as well with a focus on Louisville and Kentucky. And that means more people seeing and considering coming to our great state.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Good to know that people outside the state and those surrounding states are hearing about it as well.
Yeah, it's something that we're very, very happy about here, and we'll continue to expand the brand and reach more and more through our commercials, digital and social.
Very good. All right, Matt. Well, it is 3 for 3. We've got our 3 tips in. You ready for 3 jokes?
I am. Let's hear it, Kurt.
Okay. I mean, and I'll be honest, they are bad dad jokes. I never have really, really good jokes, but for some reason, a few of my guests laugh once in a while. Do you have a good sense of humor, Matt?
I do. And I've seen some of your podcasts or heard some of your podcasts, Kurt, and I like how you usually do a theme. So I'm kind of curious of what the theme will be this time around.
I do have a little bit of a theme. I was able to get a theme into a couple of these here. But let's start off with a little wager. And I've got something special for you. It's nice to know that you're an Akron guy, because if you can keep a straight face for this, no laughing at all, then I'm going to get you, for the next time you're in Akron, I'm going to get you some gift coins to Swenson's. You know Swenson's, right?
I do.
Good. Okay. Well, a favorite here.
It's one that I enjoy too.
Very good.
But Kurt, it's going to be hard for me to keep a straight face. So I got to know, what do you get if I crack a smile here, if I laugh?
Well, you know, I'll leave that up to you. If you'd like, you could put out a tweet or a LinkedIn post about the show, unless you've got another idea.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll do the tweet and some social no matter what, but let me do this. I'll also send you, if you can get me to laugh, I'll send you 2 t-shirts at Ohio Find It Here, one for yourself and one to send out to whatever listener that you choose.
Hey, that's awesome. All right, well, hey, let's jump into it here. And I promise you, Matt, these are all clean jokes, nothing too dirty here, all family friendly. These would be good. By the way, I've got 2 young kids myself. You can take these home to your girls. The first one here is, why did the husband always use foul language at the dinner table?
I don't know.
It was a family curse.
You got me on the first joke, Kurt.
A little bit there, a little bit there. All right, let's get.
And I will use that. I will use that around my daughters. I think that's clean enough. That's pretty good.
Well, good. All right, here's joke number 2. I'm gonna see if I can go 3 for 3 for on you here, Matt. Joke number 2. Have you heard about the Akron band named 999 Megabytes?
No, I haven't.
It's no surprise. They haven't gotten a gig yet. Gigabyte, megabytes.
Ah, all right. I'll laugh. All right, 2 for 2.
All right, last one here. And you know this, growing up here and what you do with the state of Ohio here, that you know that Ohio has a lot of great German communities. But do you know why jokes about German sausages are always terrible?
Oh no, I don't know.
Okay, well, yeah, the jokes about German sausages always terrible. It's because they're just the worst.
pretty good.
Terrible jokes. Thanks for the humor.
Pretty good for clean jokes, Kurt. Pretty good for clean jokes. Ones I can tell around my daughters, and I appreciate that.
Good stuff, Matt. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. And good luck with everything at Ohio Tourism, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yeah, I've appreciated the interview today, and we're looking forward to a great spring-summer season here.
Sounds great. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
This is Kurt Clyden, and I thank you for tuning in to another episode of 3 for 3. If you're not listening to the podcast through an app on your mobile phone, head over to the podcast app on your iPhone or to the Google Play app for Androids. Click on the search tool in the app, type in 343, that's the number 3, F-O-R, and then the number 3 again, and then subscribe so you can get every episode automatically. We have some great episodes coming up, so I hope you join us for more. See you next time.
3 for 3 is produced by the marketing gurus at Clyden & Associates in Akron, Ohio. Clyden & Associates is a full-service marketing communications agency that has been in business since 1975. For more information about the company, please visit Clyden.com, that's Kleidon.com, or call 330-666-5984. If you're interested in being a guest on the show or sponsoring a show, please email Kurt, that's Kurt with a K, at Clyden.com. Until next episode, keep building a great business, and always, always keep laughing.